The new record-sharing system is called the Vermont Health Information Exchange, not to be confused with the state's health insurance exchange. Just about everyone agrees on the merits of a system that makes it easier for doctors to care for patients and helps control healthcare costs. But doctors like John Matthew in Plainfield are worried that patient data on the new system could be too easy to access.
You know, the amount of information that we know and keep private is pretty stunning. And frankly, after 40 years of doing this, it's crucial to our relationship with patients that they know that this is an entirely trustworthy system.
Matthew's practice is one of the pilot sites for the information exchange, and he says that up to now, patients signed a release that only allowed staff at his practice to access their information. A new global consent policy set to take effect this summer would make it possible for any doctor in the state to view the records of any patient who signed the form. But proponents say the fact that it's technically possible for a doctor or staff member to improperly view a record doesn't mean it's going to happen. Al Gobay is the chairman of the Green Mountain Care Board, which was tasked with approving the new policy.
The point is that no caregiver that does not have a medical necessity to view your records is allowed to. And there's a series and process of audits and reviews to make sure that that's what happens.
But Matthew and others say that if a doctor isn't legally allowed to view a record, they shouldn't be able to access it through the exchange. Alan Gilbert is the director of the Vermont chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union.
The only thing stopping somebody from unauthorized access of a record is some words from an agreement that you supposedly sign when you get employed at a practice that you will not access a record unless you're authorized to do so.
That sounds an awful lot like old-fashioned paper records, where the only thing keeping doctors and staff out of records was their own professional discretion. John Evans is the CEO of Vermont Information Technology Leaders, the company building the exchange. He says the new system allows for even more accountability. When someone suspects misuse in the new system, he says, there are audit tools that can help.
We have the ability to know that that event occurred, and we can track it, and we can go back and identify how the information was accessed and what information was viewed in the paper environment. That was not a possibility.
But Matthew argues that the controlled nature of the paper environment and even the provider-by-provider release form made it so there were fewer people who had to be trusted with a patient's information.
But this global consent is if you sign it for anybody to get it, everybody can get it.
Matthew says he's concerned enough that he wouldn't recommend the new release to his patients. Al Gobay, the chair of the Green Mountain Care Board, said patients' decisions on whether or not to sign the form won't affect their access to care. He said that whatever patients decide, this debate touches on questions at the heart of the state's healthcare reform efforts.
These are the big decisions we have to make as we balance the need for integration and really good care, and how do we guarantee privacy.
The regulators overseeing the information exchange agreed that the global consent policy strikes the balance well. The final decision, though, rests with the patient. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.